Let's get to our guest. Federico Bazzoni is with us, investment banking CEO at Vantage Capital Markets. He joins from Hong Kong. Thanks for being with us, Federico. So one of the things that came out of this Fed minutes that we had today, a downshift not only to a 50 basis point rate hike in December, but a real concern here about over tightening. And I'm wondering whether or not you think that the days of a strong dollar are in the rear view mirror, so to speak.
Good morning from Hong Kong. Clearly, it's not a surprise what they decided yesterday night or overnight here in Hong Kong. It's a little bit of softening on the policy, and clearly the dollar will be a little bit under pressure. We are seeing now probably a change on the attitude. We need to see some consistency coming through.
All right, let's get Fed on the Fed's take. Are they going to be willing to slow these rate hikes, Federico?
Not yet. I think they're waiting. I think there will be a very wait and see situation. They'll clearly send a signal to the market that they need to monitor. They're quite probably happy what's happening in terms of controlling, but I think we need to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, one of the other things that came out of the Fed minutes, the economist at the Fed now seeing the risk of recession to pretty much a coin toss, 50-50 here, and I'm sure that extends beyond the shores of the U.S., and you may be worried about recession in some other key markets that you invest in, right?
Absolutely right. That's probably the main concern, the recession and how the speed of the control is affecting. That's why probably now they are really concerned. They're slowing down a little bit and they want to see what's going on. Clearly in Asia, we've got a different pace, as you know. The economies are growing a little bit faster than the rest of the world, but still the concern is here.
What is the concern over when we finally see some kind of positive reopening on the China story? Because every time it looks like we're getting to that point, there are more flare-ups, and then you have these horrific pictures of what's happening at the Foxconn plant too.
Of course, you're right. I mean, China is the strong market and the sort of benchmark for all the other economies. We, as VCM, we are quite positive on China. The control on the COVID control, it's clear, is a policy. So we will wait now to see how they're going to open. But as the old people in the market say, the market knows a little bit quicker and faster than the rest. And you saw the reaction the last couple of days and the last couple of weeks on the financial markets, particularly here in Hong Kong. I think there is already probably a view that China will open. And I'm quite keen to see how the market will open today, by the way.
So looking at some of the movement that you're doing in your investment banking unit, you have had a launch and looking at some different geographical focus too. Tell us what you're looking at.
Very interesting question. I love the question as an investment banker. We just launched the platform 2 weeks ago. So we are, as you can say, a newcomer in the investment banking community, but with a long, strong track record. What is very interesting now, we see a lot of focus from the deal point of view on the debt side. We are coming from a very easy liquidity, very easy money in the last couple of years. And clearly now the equity side is a little bit more difficult. The debt side or the credit side is becoming super attractive. We saw a lot of investors the last couple of weeks and they are all asking for the same structure of deals, i.e. protection on the downside and kicker on the upside. We are running now seven live deals. And we see probably more attention now on the Asian market than before. So I think the market is coming back.
So we have Nomura just moments ago reducing its GDP forecast for China for the year 2020 down from 2.9 to 2.8. That's not a big move. And then for the new year, down from an earlier forecast of 4.3 down to 4%. We're also on high alert for the possibility of a triple R cut coming very soon. So clearly the economy needs some help, but when you're in the credit space, are you worried about risk if the quality begins to falter a bit? I mean, could we be seeing much more away from property, much more in the way of default on the mainland?
Absolutely right in terms of protection. I think in China we are pretty much done in terms of real estate correction. What we are seeing now, clearly, it's a flight to quality. I think on the debt side, we probably will look at deals who are very secure in terms of protection, but with companies, they need help, they need support to growth in the market. And that's where probably you'll see a lot of deals now focusing. You'll see probably right sector getting attention from the investors. You will not see probably money going to heavy sector right now. And I think you'll probably you'll see a lot of focus on ESG company sector, a lot of focus on meditech and agritech.
Yeah, indeed. I was just at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum last week, and there was a lot of talk about ESG, about sustainability. Talk us about some of the thoughts that you have in terms of opportunities for disruptive technology too.
Excellent question again. Disruptive technology, of course, we had a lot of bad news coming around the market in the last couple of weeks. There's a lot of cleaning up. We at DCM Advantage, we are trying to focus quite a lot on new technology, and we are seeing some, again, good company coming back to the market. I think there will be a lot of consolidation, probably off China right now and other markets, Southeast Asia particularly, Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia. Mm-hmm. But I think the fintech and the new technology will be absolutely the focus of the market.
Talk to me a little bit about the structured finance market on the mainland. CDS is a way, credit default swaps is a way of protecting against, it's kind of an insurance policy when you're taking a position in credit. Is this a developed product space right now on the mainland, or is there still a ways to go to get a good quality CDS linked to some of the credit investing that you're doing?
Super, super careful market. I think for the distress side of the market, you need to be now extremely concerned. I would say the quality is there, but you need to search a little bit deeper. There's a lot, as you know, company in almost distress situation on the real estate side. Probably the investor or the smart investor starting to go back to China, they are looking for quality and they're looking for protection.
All right, Federico, pleasure. Thanks for coming on to our program. Federico Bazzoni is investment banking CEO of Vantage Capital Markets with us in our Hong Kong studio.